Here we go, live from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show in Studio G. God bless America. Thank you for being here on the 1st of April, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, alcohol sales surging. In fact, the sale of beer and liquor is at epic proportions. You guys need to slow down out there. Number two, remember when everyone said don't wear a mask because it'll make things worse if you don't know what you're doing, so on and so forth? Yeah, they were wrong. And number one, the worst day could be tax day, April 15th. That, according to the White House and the president, with new projections about the death toll in America from the pandemic sweeping the world, the Wuhan virus could claim somewhere between 100,000 and 240,000 American lives the next few weeks. The next 2 weeks could be exceptionally painful, so said the president during yesterday's update. The coronavirus task force update has become a daily watch for most people, even though many of the networks don't run it anymore. They should. It's important information. Dr. Fauci, the president, the vice president, Dr. Birx, and so many more contributing to the conversation and trying to keep you safe. And yet many networks don't run it. Yesterday, the president, somber and very sober in his delivery of remarks, concerned that the number of Americans that are going to die is going to be significant. A very tough 2 weeks, he says, are on the way. Here's the president.
I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel. But this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks. When you look and see at night the kind of death that's been caused by this invisible enemy, it's incredible. I was watching last night Governor Murphy of New Jersey say 29 people died today, meaning yesterday, and others talking about numbers far greater. But you get to know a state. I know New Jersey so well, and you hit 29 people. And hundreds in other locations, hundreds in other states. And this is going to be a rough two-week period.
And how did we get here? Many seem all too willing to blame the president. In fact, they seem to be gleeful in doing it, some. Talked to many people who say it's the president's fault. Lack of leadership. He didn't do what was right. He didn't take it seriously. Well, he didn't ramp up as fast as he needed to. That's for sure. We've realized that now, but it's because we had bad information in large part. We were lied to by the Chinese. We were lied to by the communist Chinese. The World Health Organization told us in mid-January it wasn't contagious. It couldn't spread from person to person. Pretty obvious that that was a lie as well. Parroted by the World Health Organization, whose biggest source of funding is Bill Gates, an American. And yet the World Health Organization won't recognize Taiwan as an aside to all of this. They just call it part of China, which it is not. And then allowed them to lie to us about what we were facing, a worldwide pandemic. For if we had known in November and December that this virus was loose and it was contagious, three or four times as contagious as the seasonal flu, even with a mortality rate of 1% or 2%, that would mean millions around the globe would die. And that's what we're seeing. In Italy, Spain, Iran, France, the United States, soon the UK, and other places. Dr. Deborah Birx weighing in during the daily update from the task force, saying if we had had better information, we wouldn't be here. It's bite number 11 from Dr. Birx. You need to hear this from her directly. Go.
When you looked at the China data originally and you said, oh, well, there's 80 million people or 20 million people in Wuhan and 80 million people in Hubei, and they come up with a number of 50,000, you start thinking of this more like SARS than you do this kind of global pandemic. I mean, I'll just be frank. That's when I looked at it, I was like, oh, well, this is not, you know, if as close as those quarters are, you know. So I think the medical community interpreted the Chinese data as that this was serious, but smaller than anyone expected, because I think probably we were missing a significant amount of the data now that when we see what happened to Italy and we see what happened to Spain.
Well, what she's missing a significant amount of the data, what she means by that, let me translate, they lied. The communist government in China lied, period. In close quarters. Wuhan is a city the size of New York City, if you didn't realize that. You can see for yourself what's happening in New York City. Northern Italy, not nearly as dense as Wuhan or Hubei province. And the Chinese would have you believe that somehow they only had 80,000 people get sick in the whole country. And 3,200 die, or 3,300, whatever their number is. It's garbage. It's bunk. It's not true. Unless, of course, they shot those that had the virus, which is certainly possible. It's the Chinese Communist government. They'll do whatever they need. They've got lots of people. It's like tonnage. Who cares? Get rid of them. We'll have more. Sad. Heartbreaking. But on the front lines, American medical personnel are doing what they've always done. Running toward the disaster, running toward the crisis, going to where the need is the biggest. Not worried about their life, not worried about their personal safety, worried about what they can do to help others. President Trump focused on those people yesterday as well. It's bite number four from the president, praising those that are willing to do whatever it takes to stop this pandemic.
I watched the doctors and the nurses walking into that hospital this morning. It's like military people going into battle, going into war. The bravery is incredible. And I just have to take my hat. I would take my hat. If I were wearing a hat, I'd rip that hat off so fast. And I would say, you people are just incredible.
They're just incredible, and they are, because they're doing everything they can to try to blunt the spread of this virus. Again, the next 2 weeks could be ugly. I've told you that the whole time. But you're in the no panic zone, so we won't panic about it. We'll be serious about it like we always have been. We'll have a serious conversation about it. We'll figure out where it goes from here. But the no panic zone is a place to have a level-headed conversation about how we deal with this pandemic head-on, and then how we pivot out of it. What happens next in America, in Italy, in Spain, around the world? How do we deal with the Chinese that we know lied? How do we deal with the Chinese that we know lied and put a stranglehold on the supply chains for life-saving medications, personal protection equipment, masks, gloves, all of it? Made in America. Made in America has never meant as much as it does today, nor will it ever mean as much as it does going forward. Meanwhile, get ready for more troubling economic news. Some predictions now, 1 in 3 will be unemployed. 1 in 3 will be out of work when the dust clears, according to some estimates. 47 million Americans could be without a job as a result of this pandemic. Again, why? Because we were lied to by the communist Chinese, make no mistake. This is the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gerber Show.
Like you, all of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours. And in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at Enbridge.com/safety.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.